Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I am your host, Dom Salvia. Crudy has a well-deserved couple of days off, so I am solo today. Well, not really. I got Evan on the board, of course, our fair audience. You are the guest today, 844-967-2789. Tomorrow, though, I will be off. Got the Dirty Heads concert tonight, so I'm not going to be doing a radio show tomorrow. But our pal, Matt Rothschild, he's the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He's stepping up and filling in as the guest host, so make sure you're tuning in for Matt. He's a cool cat. Tomorrow, Friday. 844-967-2789. I know we got some friends holding, but I want to be patient. I want to throw this one out there as well. I know we have some other markets picking up right now, listening for the first time perhaps today, and I want to talk about Merrick Garland. Almost AG day. We're getting there. It's getting there, but not quite yet. Merrick Garland spoke today wanting to unseal the search warrant and property receipt of the raid of Trump's home down in Florida. We have his full remarks. It's less than 4 minutes. Want to play it for you people. Then we'll have a continued discussion on this. So if you would please, no more further ado, play cut number 10.
Good afternoon. Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. That search was of premises located in Florida belonging to the former president. The department did not make any public statements on the day of the search. The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The property receipt is a document that federal law requires law enforcement agents to leave with the property owner. The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter. Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence. Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations. Federal law, long-standing department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time. There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter.
Boom.
Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken. Third, let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked. The men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants. Every day, they protect the American people from violent crime, terrorism, and other threats to their safety while safeguarding our civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk to themselves. I am honored to work alongside them. This is all I can say right now. More information will be made available in the appropriate way and at the appropriate time. Thank you. Thank you all for your questions. But as I said, this is all I can say at this time.
A real mic drop moment.
Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking today on the raid on Trump's house regarding these documents. A couple more things to note. Now, Trump and his team could have released what they're seeking to unseal, the search warrant and the property receipt, anytime. They could do it now. They could have done it the day of. Trump was all over his social media. I mean, he's got attorneys. Everyone's out there in the media talking about, oh, this is terrible. Okay, release it. Well, they decided not to. Because why? You can't fundraise off it if people know what it is. So in the meantime, you can claim persecution. You can claim a conspiracy against me. You can claim all these things. And cha-ching, and the Trump cult members will just open up their checkbooks and give it to you. Another thing, Donald Trump and have his attorneys have until, what, 3 p.m. tomorrow to decide whether they want to allow it or fight it. My understanding, if they decide to fight it, which, of course, they lose either way, that they would then go to a court on the 25th of August of this month, so in 2 weeks. So this is going to unfold quickly here in the next couple of weeks, probably by tomorrow. We'll know what Trump team says. 844-967-2789. Super, super glad a friend of mine, friend of ours, decided to call in. Let me get your thoughts. Maggie Dawn, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. How you doing, sister?
Really good, Dom. What an eventful week of news.
Wow, right?
I mean, quite a display in the last 2 to 3 weeks from the Attorney General. And I mean display in the most deferential sense of the word, right?
Yeah.
What he was saying in that statement was, this is how we do our work. Our work, when done correctly, sometimes requires privacy, right, and secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do take the liberty, right, the invasion of someone's privacy, that was court sanctioned, and there was a finding of probable cause. And because there's now such consternation over the basis of that search, we're going to provide those documents to the public. it was just such a like clear step-by-step explanation of what they did and why they do the way they do it, in the way they do it, right?
Yeah.
Just very stepwise, without emphasis, right? Without editorializing. This is what good law enforcement officials look and feel like.
It seems like we've been lacking for that kind of, I don't know, professionalism and ethical leadership in quite some time.
The restraint, yeah. Right? Like, what he's saying is so incredibly important, but the language and the tone that he's using is so incredibly restrained. Contrast that to Bill Barr coming out with his own editorial report on an independent prosecutor's report, right?
Right.
This stands in such sharp contrast. And when you put this in the context of Donald Trump in a civil matter, having taken the Fifth Amendment, part of what I think has been lost in some of the, oh my gosh, the Fifth, he's pleading the Fifth, and he said all these terrible things about the Fifth and that we should presume guilt. Well, yes, the hypocrisy is, of course, one thing. But what people don't, I think, realize, if you're not a lawyer, is that when you plead the Fifth in a civil case, that is not without penalty.
Right.
It means that a jury in a civil matter, which this was, in which he took the Fifth Amendment, can be instructed very clearly by a judge, basically in the judge's discretion, to make whatever assumptions the jury thinks are appropriate given the invocation of the Fifth Amendment.
They can make a negative inference on the fact in a civil case that the person, Trump in this case, took the Fifth. And he took the Fifth 440 times, Maggie Dawn. I mean, he didn't quite get to Eric's 500, but the man took the Fifth 400 plus times.
I mean, it's quite incredible, right?
Right.
That a man who has protected his tax returns, you know, like the Federal Reserve protects the gold bars that underlie our currency. Oh, wait, we're not the gold standard. That happened in the 70s. But you get my point, right?
Like, right.
Who has so girded himself against any questioning, intrusion, transparency about his private business, when in a civil matter about his business, would literally rather have a jury make negative inferences than simply answer questions about property valuations.
But he can't. I mean, he's in a box in that regard, mate, because, of course, if he speaks, he's lying. And if he's lying, it's going to be not only perjury, but he also could give himself up criminally.
Well, this is the Bill Clinton problem, isn't it? This is the Bill Clinton problem. Bill Clinton ended up getting impeached, right, because in a civil matter about sexual harassment, he arguably lied under oath. That was the basis
so quaint.
Of Bill Clinton's impeachment, isn't it? As I recently communicated with you, my friend, isn't it quaint that one of the things that we were worried about in 2016 was the fact that Trump's campaign paid off a porn star to keep quiet? That's what we were worried about then, and that might have been a crime.
Well, and it was a harbinger of things to come, Maggie Dawn. I mean, the character of that man or lack thereof just oozes from him in everything he does and everything he touches. Maggie, stick around. We're going to go to a break. You got some time for another segment?
For you, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Maggie Dawn. Love to hear from my pal, Maggie Dawn. Love to hear from you, our fair audience, as well. Our phone number, 844-967-2789. Stick around. We will be right back.
Why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
You are one pathetic loser.
Didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's not quite Merrick Garland Day, but is a big day. It's been a big couple of weeks in news, political news in this country. Our pal Maggie Dawn checking in. She's Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, but more importantly, a friend of the Devil's Advocates and a very smart person. Maggie, appreciate you checking in. Thanks again. Wanted to get your sense. Donald Trump, you know, bitched about this immediately, and he's been fundraising off it right away. And in some of the what I've seen, some of the reporting of the actual filing with the court that the DOJ is issued, is that basically, you know, Trump did this. He started this, right? I mean, the DOJ didn't say squat about it. They had no public conversation about this. This was all driven by Trump, and now he's kind of forcing Trump's hands. I mean, do you see, what's your thought on how this is playing out? Do you think Trump is getting what he wanted, or do you think this is kind of a surprise that the DOJ reacted that the way they did?
Oh, this was a complete surprise. And this caught not only Trump, but his lawyers flat-footed. There's no question about that. They didn't even let local law enforcement know. So the two jurisdictions that overlap Mar-a-Lago are a local police department as well as a sheriff's department. The FBI didn't coordinate with them at all. That is a very unusual breach of protocol. One can only speculate about why that might be the case. Here's pure rabid speculation.
We love it here.
If I call the local police department, whom Trump has given millions of dollars to, right? And who's probably donated to maybe that police chief's campaign. I'm not saying he's elected, but if he is, I'm going to guess there might be a couple of dollars coming from Trump, right? That I'm sure there's a new firehouse that's built, right? All of the things that sort of the accoutrement of the great criminals, right, that they always make sure the people right around them are very well taken care of. I don't mean to say that I know any of those things for a fact, but I'm sure a couple of them are true, right?
I'd take that action, right?
Right, right. Like, that's better than, like, 3-to-1 odds. I'd put that at, like, 90-to-1 odds, that what I'm intimating is true. And, in fact, the reason that I draw that inference is that the FBI was so concerned that they didn't use what is law enforcement protocol 101, and that is that you coordinate with the local law enforcement agencies. And they didn't do that. Now, this comes, again, in a case I mentioned before break. It's basically about him overestimating the value of properties when he wants to get a loan. And then, like, all of a sudden, that same property magically is, like, worth way less when it comes to tax time.
Right.
Now, can this amount to, like, some criminal activity? Sure. But this is sort of generic white-collar criminal activity, right? It's not that big of a deal. One has to ask oneself, you know, here he's taking the Fifth in this case that's about basically like, it's a little bit, you know, a few million more when it's about the loans and a few million less when it's about the tax. And then here is this other sort of innocuous sounding crime, a failure to abide by effectively this Records Act, which, of course, interestingly enough, was enacted after Nixon absconded with all kinds of documents.
Well, and then Trump, you know, toughened it up. I mean, he's the one that expanded the penalty for it. But Maggie, I mean, this is also...
Because
right,
Clinton!
Right, right. Well, this is national security documents.
Clinton and the serving, right?
And, but he was subpoenaed on this news also on top of this. And there's so many, you know, investigations and crimes that Trump is, you know, hopefully going to, you know, pay for, but specifically on the document thing itself, he's had a year and a half. I mean,
they had served him with the subpoena. Usually federal subpoena return times are like, if they're going to be nice about it, like 90 days. They don't mess around. If they're coming for you, you get served the subpoena, and it's like, give us the data.
Right. Yeah, he was served a subpoena in June.
A year and a half. Yes. They're not going to get. So what can you do in a year and a half with a lot of data? You can sanitize it. It's like a room full of people going through electronic data files, like redacting stuff, just making it really hard for the government to figure out what's going on. I know. I used to do it for a living. I worked for banks.
So, but the motivation, though, I mean, obviously they had a counterintelligence, you know, person that came down that were visited the location already. So this was a very big concern for the Department of Justice. And they were, you know, Trump seemingly was sandbagging this thing. So they finally pulled the trigger. And Trump's the one that, you know, decides to tell everybody. And now he's got to come up by 3 o'clock tomorrow whether or not to release the information or go to court on the 25th. Maggie Dawn, what do you think? Do you think what will Trump do? Will he acknowledge? Will he accept and release the property receipt and the search warrant?
So there was a very little paid attention to interview that happened on Fox News that I think was really critically important.
What's that?
So after the raid had happened, they start getting the documents. Who's Trump's great friend that appears on Fox News as, like, the legal commentator of legal commentators? It's his great friend, Alan Dershowitz. And what does Alan Dershowitz say? He basically says, Trump's lawyers stink. And none of this should have gone down today. His lawyers should have been in a federal court by, like, 10 a.m. shutting the search warrant down. So I have to tell you, Orange Man in Chief, someone in his orbit told him to watch that. It's as if Alan Dershowitz would have picked up the phone and called Trump. So what do I think is going to happen before tomorrow? He's not not going to turn the documents over. That's just not the style, right? The style, like Alex Jones, $45 million. In and he's like, no, no, no. Still totally a conspiracy. Well, maybe I won't say that part out loud, but like nearly a conspiracy, and this is all... It's sort of, it's just, I wonder at what dollar amount, right? Like, does someone actually think that doubling down may not be the best political and legal strategy?
I don't know. Apparently, Trump's got lots of money, so we'll see. Maggie Dawn, thank you so much for checking in. We do appreciate it, as always. We love it when our audience participates at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open 844-967-2789. Follow up to a story we discussed earlier Thursday, the Daily Beast reported that the police have finished the standoff with a suspect behind the shooting at an FBI field office in Cincinnati after he led them on a chase that culminated in hours in a cornfield. Quote, the gunman, who has not been identified, fled over 40 miles northeast with the Ohio State Patrol giving chase after he failed to breach the federal building around 9 a.m. As he fled, authorities say gunfire was exchanged between officers and the suspect, who took cover in a cornfield for more than 5 hours. While the standoff is over, authorities have not said whether the gunman was arrested or killed. The announcement to lift all lockdown recommendations came at 4:25 p.m. from the Clinton County Emergency Management. As cops chased the gunman through a rural community of Wilmington, the county's emergency management agency told residents within a 1 mile radius to stay inside, lock their doors, and remain vigilant. That he was armed, wearing a gray shirt and body armor. And body armor, because, you know, doesn't everyone wear body armor? So anyway, the situation, the standoff has ended. We do not know to how exactly, but it is apparently over. Maybe.
Yeah, the gunman has been killed.
Oh, he has been killed.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Well, at least no one else was hurt, so we're thankful for that. 844-967-2789. Before we get to the callers, I want to throw this one out there as well. The Republicans, you know, all beside themselves. Because of the warrant and execution of the search warrant at Trump's house. According to the Raw story, the Trump-loving Florida State Rep. Anthony Sabatini on Thursday vowed to defund the entire Federal Bureau of Investigation after it executed a lawful bench warrant.
Of course they did.
Against the former President Donald Trump. So the Republicans want to defund the police!
Wow.
During an appearance on the right-wing Real America's Voice channel, Sabatini explained why it would not be enough for Republicans to simply hold hearings and search on the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago. Here's his quote. The plan should be, first, you defund. You hear that, right? You kill an unarmed black man, and no, can't defund the police, but you execute a lawful warrant on the cult leader, and now you got to defund him. The plan should be, first you defund, then you follow up with the hearing, Sabatini declared. So, first we defund them. First we gut them like a fish. Bring the DOJ to heel. All the DOJ law enforcement agencies, the FBI is obviously the most important one. After defunding the entire federal law enforcement apparatus, Sabatini said that hearings could then establish if, quote, some of their original purpose is still valid before deciding whether to give them any money. Are you kidding me? The law and order people who are just so mad that someone would possibly recommend, you know, reorientating or redoing how the police get their funding, or maybe reallocate some of those funds to different services. Heaven forbid, defund the police, Marxist, communist, blah, blah, blah. And now you got this Republican cult member saying, oh, because Trump had a lawful warrant executed against him for stealing national security documents, that they're going to defund the FBI. It is, it's almost too much. It's almost
too much.
It's almost too much.
Okay, all right.
But But, I mean, there's no hypocrisy. There's no shame. It's just a bunch of grandstanding D-bags. And this is how it is. I mean, I don't listen. If this was to be some, you know, person that I voted for, or somebody that I cared about, or someone that I thought was a leader in a party or a movement, and they did some things that they got caught for or were suspected of doing, and they asked, so what? Okay, too bad. I mean, you pay to play, right? If you play, you got to pay. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. I mean, pick your saying. But I'm consistent, man. If it was me or Crudy and we were doing something and that happened, you know what? That's what happens. That's the price. You know what's going to come down if you start doing some nefarious things. It should be, generally speaking. Now, what we consider nefarious and what we consider breaking the laws, you know, those are up for discussion. But either way, as casual pot users, I understand that I am engaging in an activity that, while legal in many states are surrounding me, I'm an island here of persecution. You take those risks, right? And everyone knows what the risks are. And now perhaps we should change those laws. They should not have those risks be associated with drug use, for example. No matter what, that's how it is right now, and that's the price to pay. And Trump knew what he was doing. And those Republicans who support him don't know what he did. I'm pretty sure Trump didn't tell them. He hasn't shared the search warrant or the property receipt, and he has until 3 o'clock tomorrow to do it. And I'm with Maggie on this one. He's not going to do it. He's going to fight it because
not a chance. No.
He's got to fundraise off. He's got to pay for the attorneys. Maybe some new attorneys. 844-967-2789. All right, let's do it. Let's hear from the Trumpster. CJ, you are up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey there, Dom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, man.
You know, it really, this whole thing, 2022, this is out of a desperation move by the Democrats.
What do you mean? What is the desperation move? Hang on, CJ. You gotta explain yourself. What is the desperation move?
By Merrick Garland. I mean, this is this really goes against everything that is justice, and that's okay. But it.
Well, hang on. Okay, now let me respond to that. CJ, listen, I want to have a conversation with you, but you can't. If you're going to say something, you're going to have to allow me to respond. So this goes against everything that justice is. So it's a search warrant, right? It's signed by a judge. For probable cause.
It was a raid.
They have probable cause, right? I mean, that's how you get a search warrant. You have to they go to the judge, and the judge signs off on it. So you're saying that that's not the case?
I got a question for you, though.
Wait, answer my question. You're saying that I want some specificity on your position, CJ.
I know, and I'm going to give it to you.
Okay, go ahead. Answer. Well, asking me questions is not giving me specificity. That's you just pivoting. Well, so if you want to have a conversation, CJ, answer the question. How exactly is this not justice in your mind?
Because now this whole thing, it doesn't solve the issue for the American people.
What
going to change?
What issue, man? What issue is it supposed to solve? If a former president takes national security documents out of the White House, CJ, shouldn't they be prosecuted for that?
It's about people's economy, stupid.
But this isn't. We're not talking about the economy, man. The Department of Justice has nothing to do with the economy, CJ. The Department of Justice is all about executing a search warrant. I mean, this is what the Department of Justice does. The Department of Justice doesn't set policy on what interest rates should be. That's the Fed, right? The Department of Justice does not set what the tax rates are going to be. Does not set the budget, CJ.
You now claim that the Republicans claim defund the police now.
That's what he said. Yes. Yes, that's exactly what he said.
Barnes.
Oh, okay. But okay. So you agree with the Republican from Florida about defunding the FBI?
I want an investigation and you don't. You don't want oversight. I don't care if it's Republican or Democrat. When
an investigation of what? What are you suggesting was done wrong? What are you suggesting was done wrong?
On your side.
On what side?
Very good reason to be suspicious.
Christopher Wray was appointed by Donald Trump, right? Christopher Wray was appointed by Donald Trump, right?
Look at Comey.
What about Comey? What are you talking about? But CJ, lied. CJ, let's Donald Trump.
Besides the warrant.
McCain. Donald Trump. Donald Ryan. Trump took Donald. Listen, CJ, you're going off all over the board here, man. So let me just kind of keep
I'm
you on focus
you
here.
Both
what sides. Corruption? What corruption? Merrick Garland is corrupt in what way? Based on what do you offer that state assessment?
He said when possible. He didn't go through another subpoena or anything.
Trump was subpoenaed. What are you talking about?
Worried when the
Trump was subpoenaed in June.
Takeover in November.
Trump was subpoenaed in June, dude. Right? Can you confirm the facts for me? Was Trump subpoenaed in June? Yes or no? Do you agree with that reporting?
John Durham, 30 subpoenaed.
Was Trump subpoenaed in June? CJ, see how it is. See how this is going. You're just talking trash, and you don't answer. You're like the Megas man. You don't even respond. Well, you say Merrick Garland is somehow corrupt, and you can't offer any sort of evidence to even back up your claim. What did Merrick Garland do to make you call him corrupt? Other than go after your guy.
I've given you example after example.
No, you haven't. You give me zero examples. What did Merrick Garland do for you to call him corrupt?
Okay. Then look up Saturday's New York Post.
I'm asking you, dude. You have the mic right now. Tell me.
Giving you evidence.
What you're telling me to go read something isn't giving me anything. What does Merrick Garland do?
Look at March 19th.
Oh, my God, dude. Whatever. 844-967-2789. See, people, I try, man. I really try.
You really
I
do.
Try.
You do.
You know, and I just want to stick to the point because, you know, Merrick Garland hasn't done anything that I've seen to call him corrupt. In fact, he was very professional, very on point. You know, there are crimes that Donald Trump has apparently committed. Or they're
and still
suspected.
Speaking to Trump's rights. You know, he has the right.
He has the right. He has the right until to 3 o'clock tomorrow, and he can fight it in court.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump had an issue, he could have released this information already. But CJ, he's not doing it because he's fundraising off of it. You see what I'm saying? He's not doing it because if he releases it, then the thought of what could be, that goes away, right? All of a sudden, now we know what it is. And once you find out what it is, CJ and Republicans, maybe then you're going to be questioning, damn, maybe it's bad, dude. Maybe Trump actually did something in this particular case. Maybe there's a reason why Trump returned the 15 boxes in January 22. Maybe there's a reason he was subpoenaed in spring for additional documents. Maybe there's a reason that FBI officials visited Mar-a-Lago on June 3rd. Maybe there's a reason that FBI requested additional lock on the storage room on June 8th. Maybe on June 22nd, when the FBI subpoenaed the surveillance footage, there was a reason for that. And maybe there's a reason the FBI executed their lawful search warrant to search the property, which apparently related to national security. Not all you law and order and you know, patriotic, waving the flag, America's great land of exceptionalism, but you got a con man somehow, in some way, according to the reports, getting information or getting some records related to national security, and the DOJ has got to go beg and beg and beg to get the stuff back, and he doesn't give it back. Yeah, I mean, at some point, that becomes a problem, CJ. And you can't tell me that the FBI or whoever's in charge are corrupt because they execute a lawful search warrant, dude.
Oh, man.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you are up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Oh, nicely done. Hey, first of all, two real quick things. The CJ gas is down for the 63rd day in a row. But Trump, 440 times. I'll see if I get a better laugh than I did out of Matt Flynn. I don't see him as being that fit to run the 440.
nice,
dude.
And another one. To CJ, who's saying all this false stuff about the FBI and all these Republicans, chew on this, CJ, buddy. John Bolton thanked Merrick Garland and the DOJ and the FBI, for saving his goddamn life. How about that? How come?
Thank you for the adult call, Dick. Always appreciate it. Very spirited conversation.
Indeed.
844-967-2789. We got a couple more minutes in this segment. We'll continue to take your calls to the top of the hour. Dana from La Crosse. Welcome, Dana. What do you got?
Dom, how you doing, man?
Flying good, man. How you
today,
doing?
Huh?
Yeah, I do my best, man. People get me fired up, though.
You're doing. I can tell. I'm glad I was able to tune in for it. I got to tell you, CJ, you know, you don't want accountability. You don't want investigation. Only, I mean, if it's against a Republican, you don't want that. You want a free ride for all Republicans. You guys think that everybody in the world is lying but Trump and right-wing media. I mean, do you guys not understand just basic psychology? When somebody that's accused of lying tells you that everybody else is lying, come on, you know who's lying. I mean, come on. I mean, do these people have kids? I mean, if they got kids and they give their kids passes like that, little kids.
I doubt it. Hopefully not. Hopefully they're not breeding dinner. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Damn right I did!
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. Crudy's off today. We're both off tomorrow. But our pal, Matt Rothschild, Batman, is going to swoop in and fill in for us. He is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, a super cool cat. So make sure you tune into him. Some breaking news following up on that armed suspect in the FBI shooting standoff. Apparently, according to the Chiron on MSNBC, that the armed suspect in that attack today, who was at the Capitol on January 6th, he was the one who died today. Wow. So the guy who attacked the FBI office in Cincinnati led the cops on a chase. He was apparently at the Capitol on January 6th. And color me not surprised. 844-967-2789. Let's get to him. Ron from Madison, welcome. What do you got, Ron?
Hey, Tom. You know, I come to the conclusion that Republicans like CJ will never believe that their people, that their guy can do any wrong. There's all kinds of evidence of things wrong. I mean, Gary Hart can testify that taking a ride on a boat called the Monkey, called Monkey Shines for the porn star, could torpedo your presidential ambitions.
I mean, those are the old days, though, man. Ron, but I would say this, you know, guys like CJ like to stir the pot, right? I mean, I've met CJ. I don't say I know him, but, you know, we had a pretty spirited conversation in the bar when I'm not FCC compliant and I can just, you know, we can get after it, right? So I'm not clear what he believes other than he likes to stir the pot. But I would say, and he said it before, and I've heard other Republicans say it, oh, you know, both sides do it. You know, that thing, right? So when there is some sort of, you know, obvious guilt or proven guilt of some wrongdoing, well, you know, all politicians or this or both sides do it. And, of course, that's not the case, right? I mean, I've never seen a bunch of Democrats, you know, go down to the Capitol and fight the cops like what's just happened on January 6th. So there is some, when they do accept it, they also then just say that both sides do it, Ron, I guess is my point.
Yeah. By the way, you know, should anybody bring it up to you, when Obama was asked for documents that he took, he handed them over immediately.
Yeah, and then they went through, apparently, according to the articles we saw today, went through the archives and, you know, they went through the proper vetting and function as should be done. And if Trump would have done the same thing, so what? Great. But he didn't. And you got to wonder why he didn't. We all know. I mean, Trump's in it for Trump. So he was looking to get some leverage over somebody. You're looking for a payday. I mean, it's not difficult. It's real simple. I mean, Trump is he's a great con man, but he's also a simple man. You don't have to dig too deep for the motivations. Thanks for the call, Ron. Let's keep going. Chuck from Minneapolis. Welcome, Chuck. What do you got for us?
Hey, I'm the pile on CJ. I'm surprised you didn't bring up Obamagate.
I didn't give him time to go back far enough, Chuck.
Because we all know what that is.
What, the Obama? No, what's Obamagate?
That's just it. Trump brought it up. If he's watching and clips of Trump, he burns it up, and then he just says, you know what it is. And then he just goes on talking about something totally different.
So there's no dialogue. I mean, there's words being said at each other, but there's no discussion. There's no dialogue, right? I mean, Chuck, if you ask me a very specific question, I will give you a very specific answer. I mean, that's what a conversation it should be about, right? But we can't even do that exactly with some of these folks these days.
Yeah, I noticed that with CJ. He's just on a tangent about this, that. You know, talking about things that don't even pertain to what is going on right now. You know, yeah. Bringing up Comey, that's 4 years ago. He has nothing to do with that.
Yeah. And he should have been happy about Comey because he torpedoed Hillary Clinton. You know what I'm saying? So what, you're not happy about him now? I mean, it's just, I know, Chuck. Yeah, Do you have conversations like that? Do you know people like that, Chuck, in your personal orbit that are just really hard to have a conversation with?
No, not anymore. since I'm not working in a factory setting, I do not have that anymore.
Yeah.
I do like not working in a factory anymore. That is nice.
You're here.
All right. Talk to you later.
Oh, right on, Chuck. Appreciate you checking in, man. We always try to have the conversation. That's why I take the call. But, you know, at some point, you got to cut a dude off. 844-967-2789. Frank from Wausau. Welcome. What do you got for us, Frank?
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I like to hear you guys. That's entertaining. Every week I drive back from Lake Geneva to Minocqua. But I'm not a truck driver. But I'm a CFO. Here's the thing. Is everyone in Wisconsin have a low IQ? Because most of the radio hosts spew nonsense nonstop. And you probably already talked about it, but this Alex Jones guy, I would bet, spent half his time lying about Trump and the other time lying about Sandy Hook. And people here eat it up. So what's wrong with these people?
Frank, you know, I wish I had the answer for you. I think people are easily led by hearing things that affirms their beliefs.
That confirmation bias. Oh, it's
strong. Yeah, right. That's great point. And the other thing, Frank, I mean, from guys like Alex, I mean, he's a multimillionaire. You know what I'm saying? So he's doing it to make money. And the folks are buying it. And I hope that, you know, a show, our station, a shows like ours and some of the other fine hosts around here that, you know, try to be real, try to have good conversations, try to have fun, but don't take any crap, that will also resonate. So I appreciate you listening, Frank. Minocqua, man, it's beautiful up there. Let's get one more in. It's our pal Hawk from Madison. Hey, Hawk, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. Hey, so it's a couple things. One, I totally admire the fact that you try to have, a conversation with someone like CJ, okay, on one hand. On the other hand, I don't think it's fair. So I have a question.
Yeah.
Has CJ ever given you an indication that he's trying to at least maybe remotely learn something or accept a fact? I don't think he has, right? And so what I'm trying to get at is that he shouldn't be given airtime anymore. Like, it's one thing to have a conversation with somebody like, hey, you know, we disagree, but we agree on some facts here. He's not calling to have a conversation. He's just not. He's calling to get on the air and say these things, Hunter Biden and emails, emails. That's all he's doing. And I don't want to take this the wrong way. I think you guys should try to have a conversation with people who are Republicans, independents. But that's not CJ.
Who are actually open to new ideas. No, and Hawk, yeah, I get it. I totally get it. And you're not the first person to bring that up, and I can appreciate that. But I guess the other side of that is sometimes I just want to bring him on the air, you know, and show how a conversation could be done and you know, lead them down the path and let them be as boisterous and asinine as they want and then put a cigarette out on their ass because everyone knows how to deal with people like CJ. Because we all got a CJ in our lives, man. He just happens to be CJ. Hey, folks, thanks for listening to the Devil's Advocates. We are off tomorrow. Matt Rothschild, Batman is swooping in, filling in. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm going to the Dirty Heads. I'll see you guys on Monday. Thanks, Evan.
It's all a big lie. It's a big con game.
Right to jail, right away.